Listener Production.
G'day legends and welcome to another ripper episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. This week we're joined by one of the biggest comedians in Australia in Ursula Carlson. Last time we had Ursula on the pod, she said she would come back and cut off our dicks. Let's see if she comes through. Remember, you can get access to bonus episodes and the video version of the podcast over at auntiedonnaclub.com.
That was incredible. That was incredible.
Yeah, how long it took? Yeah.
Took us. No, shame. Who has not been able to do it?
No, we do this before every live show. Let's just start the podcast. Every show that we ever do live, we will clap in.
Yeah.
And so we go into a quiet area and someone leads it, and then we just go like that and click and click in, click, clap in.
It's about clicking in. It's about letting go of everything. Yeah. And then as soon as that clap is done, you're all synced.
You go to a 5 out of 10 show.
Nice. Yeah.
Go to a 3-star show.
I love a B show.
Ursula, thanks for coming back.
No worries. I contractually had to, so it's great to be here.
We get all our guests in on a 5-podcast contract.
Should I be able to hear you on my headphones, or is that just for the producer?
You should be,
Can you maybe hear it? It might be a little dial situation where you have to try to switch.
There we go. Now I can hear.
I'm glad that we had this conversation because you're all a little low in my headphones as well. So thank you for speaking what
everything.
Was unspoken.
I made sure previously to work.
Yeah, no, so just something for both of you guys. Like when you do a fucking podcast, you got a little dial, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And
he's coming in hot.
Yeah, he's coming
it's
in
like
hot.
It's like now I'm IT on this thing.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't realize I signed up to produce this
No, it's
thing.
Not I'm IT. So it's just very, very basically looking at a dial going, that might help.
You know who I feel sorry for here?
Yeah.
His mum.
Yeah.
Why?
Can you imagine? Can you just help me? I can't get my Facebook isn't and now this is the energy you'd go in with your mum.
Rude.
I bet you 100%, bro.
Well, that's
when we have a guest, we treat them with politeness and respect. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Zach. That's what you're my
The last time you were on, you said you were gonna chop our dicks off. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. And that's yet to happen to me.
But I have a knife and a satchel.
Oh,
I'm ready to go at any point. I feel like it's important. To be fair, that was in Edinburgh, and Edinburgh, I think, brings out a lot of darkness.
It brings out the worst in everyone. I've never pissed in so many sinks as I have in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
I wish I could unhear that.
Why? There was a sink in my room, and there was only one bathroom.
I learned on that tour how a toilet works. Because you know how you flush it and then it all goes away, right? Yeah. Ours didn't do that.
Oh.
So we had a bucket next to the toilet that you would fill with water and then pour that in there.
Yeah.
And the gravity and the level of the thing meant that the water would eventually make the poo and wee go away.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was like, hey, that's what a flush is. It's just water going in there. It's nothing else.
Yeah, dingus. That's why the tank is sitting up high.
So if the
you
guests are rude to
button,
me, and the guests are rude to me, is that the
well,
same rule?
Well, it's educational here, and this guest can't believe you could not figure it out. When the tank of water is sitting up high, you push a button. So that's basically you're just manually pushing the button on the tank.
Yeah.
And then you only just figured that out.
And you're
Edinburgh,
just manually doing a dial.
And you were a grown ass adult.
Oh, dear guest, I'm so sorry for this dingus of a host.
No, that's another.
That's how you host, Broden Kelly. Could I get you some hors d'oeuvres?
That would be nice, actually.
He tried to give you a macaroon.
Zach is the kind host.
Do you say macaroon or macaron?
I say macaroon.
Are they?
Yeah, the one thing is like a coconut covered puffy thing. And one thing is the biscuit sandwich.
Which
and
is
I don't
biscuit.
Know which is which.
Macaroon.
A macaroon is a macaron that's on an island and can't get off.
Oh, these look fun.
No, but these are all shit.
This looks passion fruit.
This is like vaping, how they sell vaping to kids. It's colorful. It looks fun, but it's not. It just looks pretty, but it tastes like shit.
Hard disagree. This is spectacular.
They're fancy macaroons. They're not Coles ones. They're from a fancy shop.
That just means you paid extra because I make them exactly the same.
I don't really like macaroon.
They all taste the same. This is the Subway sandwich of biscuit.
Right,
you know, it doesn't matter what you get in the Subway sandwich.
The Subway cookie is the Subway sandwich of biscuits.
No, because they taste
Mark's
the same too. You can have the M&M one. You can have the macadamia. They all taste the same. And all these sandwiches taste exactly the same. You can be halfway through a Subway sandwich and go, which one did I get again? You don't know.
I agree with you there. But the one, the macaroon or macaron I just had was passion fruit.
One for each.
Mom. Well, yeah. The reason I'm having two is because
he's just literally plowing through all
of them. You come in hard.
They're like $5 a macaron.
Bro, eat it slower.
You've come in hard with a taste challenge.
Yeah. Oh,
I just want to find out whether you're right or not. So to do that, I need to have two.
It wasn't really a taste challenge. I made a statement saying they're shit. I've already tried them. You know,
you said they were shit. I tried one. It wasn't.
Okay, now
you said
they were
all the same.
Break it in half. I'll have a half.
What? No.
Bro.
Mike, I bought these for everyone. Don't eat them all. They're like $4 a
I thought they were free. I thought you got them for free.
No, I
thought they were lying around.
I paid like a lot of money. One for each.
All right, I will have a bite of this one.
Try that one.
Because this one,
no,
I think.
No, you want to break it with your hand. You can't bite and then give them the other half.
I can't break it.
Yeah, you can. What if you accidentally.
No,
what if you accidentally. I will break it for you. But then I have to touch it, but I guarantee my hands are clean.
All right.
I've not touched the dick in years.
So for those not watching, just listening.
Look at that.
Breaking the macaron in half.
I feel like I'm in church. There we go. No, you'll get the bigger one.
Thank you.
Why does he get the bigger one?
Because you've already plowed through one. And now I've got some on my fingers.
I didn't plow. I think I ate it at a reasonable pace.
No, you plowed. Yeah, tastes like shit. I just had a crumb of it and I know it's not good.
They taste like butter.
They all taste the same.
And I like butter.
They don't taste like butter. They taste like egg.
Textually, they are all the same.
Texture-willy?
Yeah, texture-willy.
Texturally.
You can't text your willy anymore, Mark. You have to get permission before you text pictures.
You can text with your willy, but I think
consent.
You have to disclose. Like,
yeah, you have to say, would you like a picture
text
of my willy?
Yeah. No. I mean, you're like actually use it to swipe the text on
your
phone.
So you can text your willy.
Yeah, you can text with your willy. Do not text your willy. See, this is where men get in trouble.
I never would without consent. I always say, hey, would you like a spicy photo?
You can text. With your willy without consent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
You can say, hey, are we still meeting up for lunch after this?
Yeah.
But
using
your willy.
I lie
instead
down, I get into like a push-up position. I put the phone on the floor and I line up my penis and then I'm sort of like dropping it on.
I move the phone. I just keep my willy stationary and I just move the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my penis
makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
You know, how would you know what you're typing?
Well, my penis is like a straight rod. It just it goes out straight and it's got a very flat edge, so it's very easy to like.
Oh, like those buttons, like almost like the little stitch you can get for like boomers.
Oh,
where
wow.
I imagine it's. I really only like I only like type with my willy. I'm not big on swiping
Swipe?
Willy. It's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah,
now,
but it gets dry.
Yeah,
and then it sticks to the
with a dry willy. Swiping with a dry willy.
Also, I guess the difference comes in if you're circumcised versus not circumcised.
Well, yeah, and I'm not circumcised. Yeah.
What if you're in the middle?
Swiping. What's that?
Well, not a decent
what if you're
circumcision.
In the middle? No,
like the
you've
guy
just got a short foreskin. I don't know. I'm not talking about anyone in particular.
Yeah. Mark has a short foreskin.
Mark, it really depends on how exposed your knob is day to day.
Yeah.
It's about the strength of your raw knob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whether
I have a fully exposed.
If you have
a fully exposed
knob
at all times, but I'm not circumcised.
Yeah, swipe away.
Yeah, swipe. You can swipe.
It's not about
circumcision.
Yeah,
because it's dry. It's like I just imagine it's just dry. And then
it's
sometimes
sort of
like
a
dog, like when the dog is sick or whatever, just buried a bone, it's this dry, crusty nose of a.
No.
That's what I imagine.
No,
it's,
mine is soft and
gentle.
It's gentle. The dryness I can't, like, they're pretty dry, but it's not like, it's not dry like a salada cracker or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's dry in a different way.
Like not crusty.
It's dry like beef jerky.
Now all I think is crusty.
No, not crusty.
Crusty
beef
demon.
Jerky is oily,
is a thing.
Isn't it? It's a greasy, so you've got a greasy knob.
Mark has a greasy knob.
Well, that's because I'm Sicilian. That's...
Mark has
the knob. That's a racist thing to say, but yes.
Mark has the knob of a jerky that probably needed another hour or two in the dryer.
Yeah,
homemade jerky.
Yeah, it's fresh.
Homemade
it's a little
jerky.
Fresh.
Yeah. It's like, I'd still keep it in the fridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But back to the macaroons.
You'd still eat it. You won't enjoy it as much, but you have
I enjoy a fresh salami and a fresh jerky. One that hasn't been cured for as long.
Yeah.
It's a little soft.
I heard that about you in high school. You loved a jerky.
Yeah,
And in adulthood as well.
Then, mate, we've got a guest. Let's not be so rude.
Zach, you're being unfair. You're holding me to a higher account.
What have I done that's nearly as rude as your Mark jerky joke?
You said he had a greasy knob, didn't you?
Yeah, actually.
That Mark had a greasy knob. Yeah. I agreed with our guest that he had a greasy knob. I was being polite.
Do we want to talk about the manners of our guest and what
well,
we were okay with?
We kept texting about greasy knobs before I got here.
Yes,
so
really?
I think it's only fair that
my greasy knob or just
No, just
greasy
in general.
Knob.
Yeah, right. Ursula, who I didn't have the number of, texted me saying, hey, I reached out to your GM to get your number. Hope that's okay. What are your thoughts on greasy knob?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay, hi, top, who is this? Yeah. Sorry.
Top of mind for me always, the old greasy knob.
Yeah.
Do you reach out to people often and ask them about greasy knobs?
No, but you know what? You know when you see those text messages online where people accidentally text the wrong person and then it's so fun when they correspond with each other? That's never happened to me and I'm gagging for it to happen to me.
Yeah.
Well, I want that.
You'd get a great 5 minutes with a projector if that happened.
Yeah, although I don't perform with a projector.
But you would get the projector.
I'd explain it.
You'd call up your manager and say, can we get a projector?
I would never do that.
I did this funny prank on it.
I would never do it. I'd rather work in a food court than get a projector.
You don't do projector comedy?
No.
What about like a physical, like an easel with some photos
on
it?
No, not even that.
No.
What could we do today to make you walk out of here having a projector in your stand-up?
Never going to happen. I don't even take, like, I've got this great story that just happened and it literally happened. I got pulled over by the cops because I was speeding and I was 100% speeding.
In New Zealand or here?
Yeah.
How much were you going over?
I was doing 101 in an 80 zone on Easter. So, you know, they don't.
They do. They flog you.
Yeah, yeah. They don't fuck about. Do you guys swear on your podcast?
Oh, no.
Well, let me tell you, they fuck around.
Yeah.
You know, when they. So.
We don't swear. We talk about greasy knobs, but we don't use
We would never say a swear words like. No, so I got pulled over doing 101, but my son was playing with a dinosaur mask in the car and he put it in the back window of the car. And then. In the car was me, my best friend, since we were 18, sitting next to me. In the back was my two kids and my mother-in-law. The full car. We were on our way to Churchill, the buzzing metropolis, that is.
Churchill. Have you ever been Zach's
to from. What were you doing in Churchill?
I don't want to talk about it, but let's get back to
that. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk about
this,
that in my podcast.
I'm from Churchill.
All right, we'll talk about that.
I know. I've got all the cigar stuff for you there. Anyway, so I was on my way to Churchill and got pulled over. And then the cop comes up to a lady police officer, comes up to the window and she just kind of leans in and she goes, what's up with the dinosaur in the back? And I've never been set up like this before. I said, how very dare you? That's my mother-in-law. And we were I was howling. My friend was howling. Even the kids were laughing. 6 and 9, they got the joke. We were all the police officer. I thought she was going to fall over. We were laughing so hard. And then I just look up in the rearview mirror and my mother-in-law just had her arms crossed. And real pissed at me, just sitting in the back. And
don't you think that would be better with a few photos and if like a
no,
a,
because
a few text
see
message?
How I just explained that and you could all visualize that.
No, yeah, but imagine a photo of the dinosaur.
No.
Do everything. Exactly.
I even explain it in the show because now I've been using that story in
That's
the show
so
because then I feel like I've used it as material, so now it's tax deductible.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So they gave you the fine.
Yeah, $360 and 3 demerit points. But they can't get the demerit points because they don't have an Aussie license. You can't take what you don't have.
Oh, really?
Huh? Yeah. So you have I'm not Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe, get your mitts off my license.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I've never lost a demerit point in my entire life.
Well, no, nor
nerd.
Have I.
Well, you don't have. No, I'm not a nerd.
You are a nerd with a greasy knob. Now we all know.
How dare you see through me like that?
Mark, the nerd with the greasy knob.
I think it's a point of pride.
Well,
to have a greasy knob.
To have a greasy knob.
To have a knob as greasy as mine.
But no, I've never lost a demerit point.
You don't have a license. Yeah.
But that was
not
ever set up.
And from Churchill.
Yeah.
Because you can't get anywhere. Like, it's not like you're going to Uber out of Churchill.
Yeah, no. Well, I turned 18 just as I kind of went to university. So, and in Ballarat, where you also couldn't get anywhere without a license.
I was going to say, you basically have to time travel to get out of Churchill.
I'm going to leave the mid-80s.
Yeah. Our idea was that we walked in and said, what idea do you want to do for this podcast?
Yeah.
You said, have a wrestle.
Yeah.
So.
Before we move on to that,
can
we just wrap up the macaroon?
Okay,
the macarons thing?
Well, I didn't. What else was there to
do? I had some things I wanted to say.
Okay. Get it out of your system,
Mike. For context, Zach bought $900 worth of macaroons, which,
which is six. Six.
Yeah. Tax deductible now because all, we've turned into
content. And it all tastes and smells exactly the same.
Well, see, now here's the
thing. It smells like raw egg.
I don't think that they taste the same. They have a different flavoring through it. I had a cookies and cream. I had a passionate fruit. They were distinctively different. However,
did you say passionate fruit?
Yeah, passionate
fruit. No, stop doing this.
Like you,
no, I said passion fruit. I'm tired.
Did you said passionate fruit.
Fine, maybe I did. I'm tired and
I'm
stupid.
You also said distinctively wrong. Distinctively.
Did I? Distinctively.
Did I say that?
No, he
I said distinctively.
I'm happy.
I was on board with me saying distinctively.
No, he said distinctively.
But I like distinctively.
Yeah, it's a bit more distinctive.
That's when it smells.
It feels like a line in a music. Distinctively. Like it feels like a funny little musical.
Yeah.
Distinctively, positively.
Oh, yeah, it's a good way to make, to add an extra syllable to get it into a song.
Ads.
Welcome back from the ad break. I just wanted to say before you talk about the macarons, Mark, where I'm not going to go you for mispronouncing things. We're all very tired.
Yeah.
Passionate fruit is funny though.
That was my point. I don't want to stop, implies, but that's magical.
Yeah. Because that implies that the fruit has sort of an emotional state.
Yeah.
Rather than it being a passion fruit, it could be any
fruit.
Yeah, it
was just apple flavor.
So what I was going to say was, well, what flavor was this passionate fruit? Yeah, you know, that's funny. Yeah, that's a funny thing that you can do with that.
Yeah.
So if you do anything like that, I will address it. Otherwise, we'll let it
Well,
go.
Well, what I wanted to say was that you're right in the sense that they're disgusting because after two, I feel fucking horrible.
Yeah.
They have the same texture, which is gross, and the egginess
too much.
Is spot on.
Yeah.
So in the end, while I disagree that they all taste the same, everything else you've said is spot on, and I agree.
That's the same as the pavlova. Like Australia and New Zealand's fighting about the pavlova. I go, keep it. Whoever came up with that is an idiot.
Yeah, you can have
it. You can't have it close to you because then you smell that raw egg and you just want to vomit a pav.
Do you know, in our second show, we had a line, we opened the show with a rap.
Yeah.
And we were going on an adventure. And it was about going on this adventure. And do you know what it rhymed with? Going off with a bang.
Going off with a bang.
Mark had a line where he's like, well, here we go. We're going off with a bang. And he'd walked on stage and he'd been on stage for about 4 minutes holding a small meringue. And then he goes, here we go. We're going off with a bang. Going to get real started. Ignore this meringue. And he'd throw it away. Mm. And I was like, you know, why is he holding a meringue?
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes in, it's a payoff for a rhyme.
Yeah.
So as if, you know. But for the first, we did 12 shows. First 10, Mark forgot the meringue. He forgot to bring the meringue on stage and would only remember when he said bang, that he needed to be holding a meringue. And every night we'd be like, don't forget the meringue. And he'd be like, no, I'm not going to forget the meringue tonight. Here it is. I've got the meringue. And then he'd get on stage and he'd be like, here we go. We're going off with a bang. Oh, it's getting started. I forgot the meringue. And then first time he's like, I forgot a meringue. And then the second night he's like, I forgot the meringue. And then by performance 10, he was like, I forgot the meringue.
It's becoming a point of like, panic. I'm having like early onset dementia or something because I cannot for the life of me remember this fucking prop.
But then, so the audience was still on board with it. It's still.
They like it working.
Yeah, it's almost like describing shit works and you don't need to show the audience. Isn't
imagine,
that amazing?
Imagine if there was a
projection. Wait, you're against props now? You're also against props.
I am
props.
Against props. I'm against any of that shit. Any of it.
What about a microphone?
I mean, if you're a pussy, you can use one, I guess. No.
You famously, no matter how big the show, you'll perform to thousands just
Actually,
screaming.
I just recently did a show and my mic cut out.
Yeah.
And I didn't really notice and the crowd didn't really notice. And then I just realized the fallback was a bit quiet. So I said to my tour manager, I go, did my mic die? And he said from the back of the room, let me go check. And he went and had a check. Then he came on stage and gave me a different mic. No one noticed. I just carried
Where
on
were you
with
performing?
The show. It was in the UK. So it was only, it's like, I think a 300-seater room.
That's still very impressive.
Yeah. But I've got a voice on me, mate. Don't you worry about that.
We went to microphones way too late in our career. We used to have really loud music and we'd just scream over it.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, I think you need microphones.
Yeah, there's blood in your mouth.
Yeah, you're coughing up blood. Yeah. I wish that wasn't true. Yeah.
There was definitely a few Edinburghs. Because for the first few years, we'd have these shows, we'd just scream over music and people go, these guys suck.
Yeah.
These are fucking awful. And then one day we genuinely realized that they couldn't hear us. And so we got all these microphones set up. We got mixing people. We got the sound stuff. And then it didn't change the feedback.
Yeah.
People still said the show was awful.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now we do the same shit show but with microphones.
So they can clearly hear. At least they can give you proper feedback and go, that song was shit because.
Of the lyrics.
If there was only a meringue in the hand, you know, whatever. Yeah.
So a wrestle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do a wrestle. Is that?
Well, that's what Urs brought. So do you mind me calling you Urs?
Yeah, go for it. Broads?
No.
Broden, sorry, mate. Rode. We accept the nicknames of our guests. I'm so sorry about this.
Broads? Right. All right. People call me bro a lot.
Bro? I call everyone bro. So I thought I'd put the different.
Is that your Kiwi song?
I even call women bro. This pisses me off and people get really, and I know it's a real hot topic at the moment, but I call everyone guys. Hey, guys, if I walk into a room, it's not a dude specific or I just think it's sort of a blanket. You know, English words that you can call a collection of people, guys. And the same with bro. Like, I even call my mum bro. Yeah. Hey, bro, you want a cup of tea? And she, you know, like, I don't think it's bro as in friend.
Yeah.
But and now, But now I get in trouble for that.
I don't call people bro because I know bro.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll say, hey, bro, to Mark.
Yeah.
And bro will be like, oh, upset. Yes. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not talking to you, bro. I'm talking to
bro.
And both
bro,
our
bro.
Partners bro. Are called Annie.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Same woman? Yeah.
We're
in a polyamory.
We're sister wives. we live in separate houses.
Yeah.
I get Annie on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and every second Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's what
honestly, that is the perfect. I tried for years to get a sister wife.
Yeah.
I just think if you have, like, in the African culture, and many cultures have multiple wives, and I just think it's so beautiful because then you can have one, you know, that's sort of real passionate about, say, PTA and school stuff and all of that, and then that's taken care of, and one that's really passionate about, you know, cleaning, and one that's really passionate about fucking, etc. So then, it covers everything.
This is quite like a Mormon, that Mormon sect sort of in that thread.
Well, because that was the Mormon guy, the guy who created Mormonism. It's the funniest thing. He was like, he wrote, as far as I understand it, he was like, hey, there was a third testament. I just discovered it. And everyone was like, oh, and he's like, come follow me. And then he was like, oh, there's some more things. God's visited me again. There's some more things. And then just one day he was like, oh, he came back and he said, I'm allowed to have more than one wife.
Yeah.
He just did it like later in his life. He was like, oh, it turns out we can have more than one wife. I'm like, all right, mate.
Yeah. Just making this shit up as you go, bro. I love. But have you ever, like on Twitter, if there's like, in New Zealand, we've got this guy who's like, you know, he's basically God, right?
Yeah. In New Zealand.
Yeah, like Brian Tamaki, Bishop Brian Tamaki. And then he's like, he keeps changing his title, but he's basically, he reckons he's God, right?
Right.
So he's got this huge following, and every now and again he'll say something on Twitter and then I'll respond to him. But the same with, who's that rugby player that said about the guys are going to hell?
Israel Folau.
Israel Folau. Says, you know, the Bible said this. But then if you go them on Twitter, I go, God appeared to me in a dream last night.
Mm. Yeah.
And I said to Israel Folau, God appeared to me, and he said, you should delete your Twitter account. You're a fucker. But they don't believe that.
No,
they don't believe
they don't,
that God will come and talk to me. God only speaks to them. I'm like, how's that possible? This dude, so what, he only...
That is the best argument back, isn't it? I actually spoke to God too.
Yeah.
Since whatever information you got, he's changed his mind.
He told me he was just being sarcastic when
he spoke to you. Yeah. God said he was just taking the piss out of you, and now this is where we're at.
What are we going to do with this? Maybe we're going to have to...
Yeah, God said you need to step back, bro. I just got off the phone with him now.
Well, would you like to meet some heightened characters or something?
Sure.
All right, we'll give you an option of a few and you can pick which ones you'd like to meet.
Or do you even want to just like create one? And
do you have any heightened characters that you do?
No.
But you're no bullshit, straight down the line, no projector, no
prop,
no heightened character.
The only reason I do stand up is because I'm basically that dear editor lady.
Yeah.
In her late 60s, from 1983. And I just pump out letters all the time. But now the letters have stopped. So now I just have all of that and I focus that on stage to the people.
And a lot of people come and see that.
Yeah. I go, you know what's wrong with people nowadays? They can't make a cup of tea. People put milk in first. then the tea bag, then the hot water.
Which is wrong.
It is wrong. It
actually is wrong.
It is so wrong. But you see, now the thing is, we're in this weird circular now where if you've made, like, we're all making substandard children now. Because, you know, they're all allergic to everything.
Yeah.
And they sort of now slowly becoming teenagers.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you were pregnant or whatever, you sort of go, it's okay to have half a glass of wine. You know, like we go, sometimes it's okay. You know, you go through these fashions of
yeah.
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
okay to have a glass of wine. And then they go, definitely no booze. No, you can have a glass of wine. Like, it differs on which obstetrician you're seeing, right? And then you see that teenager make a cup of tea and you go, I shouldn't have had that glass of wine.
They're drunk. They're perpetually drunk.
Yeah, yeah. They're just making bad decisions and putting in the milk.
I think it's the first time an obstetrician's been mentioned on the Auntie Donna podcast.
It may be. And it
so
may be.
You were saying you don't do heightened characters because of that?
Yeah, just because I can't be fucked, really. Yeah. I am a heightened character.
Yeah, that's yeah,
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, I love that. Did you used to write letters to the editor? Was that a thing
no,
you used
to
do?
No, I used to work for the newspaper, so I used to open them. I used to love it so much.
Yeah?
I would take all the letters, go, guys, we're getting it. And then I would read it in our lunch times to the other people. I go, amazing. Oh, because you get like the regular ones that would write in yeah. every week. I go, okay, we've got this one. So this is in the early 90s, you know, where people would still hard out. Like they wouldn't put their name at the bottom, like anonymous. But then the return address is on the envelope with their name. We go, Andrew's written to us again.
Oh, that would have been really special, I think.
Oh, it was so amazing.
Yeah, Broden set up this heightened character thing, and I think that's fun. Do you want to just, like,
your tone suggests
any?
That
do you
it doesn't.
Just, what's this?
Your tone suggests that
no,
you're
I'm
not
excited.
That excited.
I'm happy to
about.
Do some heightened characters. You know, that's sort of what I do, you know. Not good, but that's.
Would you like to meet our South African characters?
Yes, please.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I was worried.
I don't have one. I'm the folly when they play. I'm the foil, I suppose.
Yeah, the foil. Yeah, the straight guy.
Yeah, some would say.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not going to be doing a South African.
Yes, I do.
We did these characters on Netflix, and one of the very few notes we got was, "This will make South Africans turn off."
Probably. Let me hear this.
All right.
Can I take notes?
All right. Can you introduce them?
Sure. So I'd like you to meet my friends. Their names are Sam and Sam. They're from South Africa. They now live in Perth.
Oh, hello, Mark. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you, Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Mark, who's this here?
This
hello,
is,
who we're
is,
talking to
oh,
here?
Who is this, Sam? Are you serious? This is like our most famous export,
oh,
Sam.
That's right. It's Ursula Carlson.
Oh, yes. I saw you, Ursula, what? Down at the Perth Town Hall. You are
oh,
fantastic.
So good at Perth. It reminded
good.
Me of Joburg.
Oh, thank
I thought
you.
That was him. I thought that was him, Ursula.
But she's also, how thick her Kiwi accent is.
You sound like, everyone said you sounded South African, but no, you sound like Kiwi to us, Ursula.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh, no, I feel like this is the most self-conscious Sam has ever felt.
Yeah, no, because
I'm feeling that energy.
We don't see many people coming from South Africa.
No, like, listen, there are about, like, 90% of the population of Perth is from South Africa, basically. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know.
Okay. This is all you can do when they're on.
Yeah.
All you can do is
notes.
Like,
ah,
yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. If I can give you some feedback.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wait, can we do one bit more?
Okay, yes.
I've read The Power of One.
Yeah, if you read The Power of
Power
One.
Power of One, it's a very powerful book.
Okay, great. And then, mate, we're looking for Sugar Man. Do you know Searching?
Oh, Searching with Sugar Man, yeah. I just told everyone to watch it.
Oh, there you go. Well, there you go. Yeah. That's a good layer.
Listen, we loved him, but we thought he died.
Och, man. See, you have to say och, man, quite a lot.
All right, we'll add och to the character.
Stu Dorman always says, shame, man.
Och, shame, man. No. Och, shame, man. Och, no. You know, when I got here, I was so scared I wouldn't get a car park. But I just went in the car park.
Car park.
Yeah. I just found the car park right outside the front
Right
door.
Outside the front
Oh, man. I was so bloody lucky. Yeah, so you have to chuck in a few more bloodies. Oh,
bloody.
No, that's bloody amazing.
That's bloody
and,
amazing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, shame, man. Oh, no.
The characters.
Oh, come on. No. Oh, shame, man. Like, you can just literally say that for 10 minutes and that's a whole conversation.
That's right. We're going to add more. Oh. Bloody shame, man,
oh,
and car
shame,
park.
Man.
Mark the car park.
No, I got parked the car in the car park. Yeah, I got to the garage And you know, garage is a service station.
No, oh, that's good. And robots? Robots?
Robots.
Stopped at a robot.
Yeah, so you stop when you go, like you can go down three robots, then take a left at the garage.
Yeah.
It's a Shell garage. Yeah. Right. Oh, right.
Man.
Oh, man. You know it. You know it. So you take a left at that Shell garage. And then at the next robot, you turn right. And then at the next robot, you turn right again. And then you just keep going right till you're right into your moor.
Mark, this is our sister is Sam. This is our sister Samantha.
Samantha, yeah. Right, yeah. I just like people to call me Ta. Ta the end of it. Yeah, everyone goes for the front of the name. I like the end of it.
Ta. Yeah, Sam, Ta. Sam, and Ta.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But their name is Sam as well, Mark.
Yeah. So three Sams, nah.
We're all from Perth.
Oh, man, it's so good.
Oh,
shame, man.
Oh, shame, man. Have you ever been to Perth? Have you sell well in Perth? Do you sell well in Perth in your shows?
Oh, yeah. I just sold two stadiums.
Did you get the fuck out?
Really?
No, seriously. Seriously. Genuinely. Yeah.
That main one, the blue one?
No, I don't know what the name of it is.
Doesn't matter. Why would you care?
HBF.
Oh, my. That's incredible. Yeah. What is your opinion on doing comedy in that large of a space? Is it a bit, is it like?
I don't have favorites. Like, because I just did the UK and I had smaller venues, like 200, 300 seaters, right? But then I also do like the 6,000 seater in Sydney or those you know, basketball arenas, which is only 4,500. But it's all the same, like they're special in different ways. I guess it's like picking a favorite child.
Yeah, you just
go out and it just
Which most
you.
People can do.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my mum can.
Yeah.
She does often.
Yeah.
The first time we stepped up in number to like a bigger room, the most we've probably done is like 2,500. Right, yeah, and we're used to at most 1,000.
Yeah.
What I felt right is, you know, when you're in
multiple shows, though.
Yeah, multiple shows of 2,500. Yeah. like quite a few in a row, actually.
Six.
Six. 13,000 odd people.
No.
And but I was like, it was crazy how you go. That's like, because if you're in Melbourne, right, the most tickets that the best, like the not the best, the biggest people sell is around 20,000, a bit more, 28,000. That's what you sold when you won the most tickets sold.
No, that's what I'm on today.
Oh, so you're going to win then, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, that's congrats. Fucking awesome.
Thanks.
Take your fucking shit on Tommy Little and Daniel Sloss, don't you? Anyway, I go like, that's so many, because it takes a month to perform for that many people. Yeah. And if you do it in one night, like, Jesus Christ, I hope I did a good job on that one show.
Yes.
Does it feel a little
word
rough
of
when
mouth,
you do a bad one?
Yeah. Word of mouth would be, like, if you do a shit show and there's only 120 people, you go, okay, how many people can they possibly know? That 120 tell three people, those three people tell, and you kind of go, okay, mathematically, I'm a little bit fucked, but only less than 5,000 people fucked.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you fuck up in front of 10,000 people, you go, okay, I'm fucked.
That's
I'm
the
never
city.
Coming back
That's
to
the
city.
City done.
Yeah, I'm done. Take that one off the.
You do a 3-star show that night, you're cooked.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of pressure. So you're doing that every. Because if you're your main room, Town Hall.
Yeah.
And so that's like what?
1-4.
1-4 every night. Yeah. Do you like that room?
Yeah, I don't hate it. I love it. I think it's year 5 for me in there.
Wow. We did one show in there 1 year and it was horrible.
Awful.
Was it?
Yeah, it was awful. Like, but we also had to. We did the show at Max Watts and then literally ran off stage and then did the second show at Town Hall. So the room wasn't right for us, but also we were very tired.
For those listening, Max Watts is a 400 seater with a really low roof.
Great.
I would say basement. One of the best rooms for comedy in Melbourne.
I think for musical comedy, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Because for actual, I've struggled there every time I've played there.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I did not enjoy the room.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because, then we went to Town Hall and it's like, I feel like all the laughter goes into the roof.
But I have to say, this year is the first year in all the years that I've performed at Town Hall that they got the sound right on the balconies.
Oh, that might be the difference.
That might be your issue because every year, I get people go, we couldn't really figure out what you were saying. The sound was so muffled. And now this year they've got new
speakers
and stuff on the
They got stuff on the roof to like make it sound better.
No. But with those speakers, it's amazing this year. I haven't had one complaint about sound, whereas every other year I've had complaints about sound.
There you go.
Well, so it only took them how long? How long did it take them?
5 years.
Yeah, great.
5 years and then 20 before you.
Yeah.
We can wrap it up now.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
No worries. Thank you for having me. Unfortunately, we had no time to wrestle, but next time.
Next time we will wrestle.
You said now in the third time you're coming, you've got to chop off our cocks and wrestle.
And wrestle.
Yeah.
That's a big commitment and also a very visual
commitment. Actually, I'm going to take the chopping the cocks off the table after the greasy knob chat. I don't want that because that'll probably fuck
up
the rest.
Oh, you can dry it out.
No, no, that'll fuck up the rest of the stuff in my bag. All I don't want to do that.
Yeah, what if I bought some sort of snap lock?
No, you keep it. You keep it.
She doesn't want to get grease on her knife.
I don't, yeah.
Ass is coming across.
It's racist. Hard to hold on to. Oh. Like my hand keeps slipping off. Now I'm giving a hand job instead of just cutting it off.
Would it help if I had a greasy knob? Does that help at all?
Do you though?
Like, no.
No.
Broden's knob is famously dry.
Yeah.
Notoriously dry.
Yeah.
Word is all everyone has heard word of Broden's dry knob.
Yeah.
You have a podcast.
I do.
What's it called?
That's enough already.
No, but
you
what's
guys
it called?
Should come on it.
No, we should. there's a chance we've already been on it, but you can listen to what was it called again?
That's enough already.
That's enough already, wherever you get good podcasts.
That's enough already.
We're literally going to stop recording and then go and do your podcast now.
Let's do that.
Let's do that right now.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.
Listener.